This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The Capricorn Adventure is the name of it, on the only frequency that makes sense. So, man, we are heading straight into adventure chat. So, I think we all know, ne, that the South African job market is heavily saturated and unemployment is at its peak. You know, there are people that are job hunting and hoping that they can get just that one call, man, that will change their lives. I'm sure we all know someone, even if we don't, but we all know the situation that we are facing as a country. Now, this in turn makes, you know, dating very hard, because relationships, as much as we can try our level best to navigate, but it requires at least one source of income. That's just how relationships are. And today I want us to talk about just that instance where, as a partner to someone, you've spent a long time. Think about being unemployed for a very, very long time. You have no job. You don't have a project. Let's say you're a business, a businessman or a businesswoman, but you don't have a project coming your way in such a very, very long time. You know, then things drastically takes a turn and you land something very lucrative, something that changes your life for the good, only to find out later that your partner or your spouse had to give sexual favors for you to get that opportunity. What do you do? I just wanted to digest. What do you do? At that very moment, you've been struggling for the longest of time. You've never received that call. You know, you graduated, you have your degree, you have your honors, your masters, whatever it is, your diploma, whatever qualification you might have. And you've not been working, you know, no jobs, nothing. When you're a business owner, and nothing is coming your way, no deals, you know, no contracts. And all of a sudden, something comes through. You know, a big deal comes and lands and knocks on your door that changes your life and your family's life for good, right? But then you find out your partner or your spouse had to do the dliggy-dligging, you know? Had to do what they had to do for you to get that opportunity. What do you do? What would you do in that situation? When your partner revealed to you that the job or project you received was because they had to give sexual favors for you to get that particular job. Let me know. Send me a voice note. Send me a text. 079-899-6226. 079-899-6226. That is the conversation that we are having on Adventure Chats. Let's break it down, man. You know? Hey, it's tricky, comrades. It's really tricky. Look, man, I feel it will impact and have an impact in the way I view the person, which is my partner or my spouse. It'll change the way I see them, of course, you know. But because of hunger, I don't know if I would have the confidence and the courage to leave, because this person did that for me. Like, Baba, in order for the past 2 years, I was struggling, I was depressed, I was in a state. And I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, they had to do what they had to do. So I think in that specific, I'd need to heal from the thought of another man touching, you know, my person, another man being so intimate with my person, and maybe try move on from it. Try forgive, because as a man, forgiving is hard, man. Forgiving is hard, like, especially when it comes to such instances. It's really something else. So I think I would try. I would try forgive. I would try stay in a corner to say, Wormana, this million, multi-million rand deal that this person got is because of just that one thing. Just that one thing. So I think I'd need to, I don't know, man. It's tough. So yeah, do let me know. Help me out here. Ladies, fellas, what is it that you would do? My WhatsApp is flooded. Go to Bona. Lea Druga. Lea Banya. Yo!
Shasha Kimbesh. You know what? For me, I think, it will hurt a bit, but I don't think I'll be angry with the partner because they had to sacrifice that one intimate thing. You know, sex is not just like eating candy. So it's a big, big sacrifice. And they could have done that for themselves, but no, they love you enough to sacrifice a piece of themselves for you to, you know, so I wouldn't think too much about what they did in that bedroom or wherever they did it. I would try to think too much about this thing that she did for me, you know. So I don't think I would be angry.
You're a good man. You're a better man than I am. Trust me, you are, my brother. Because, hey, I repeat, good tough.
This topic, Mara. Where did you get this topic, Mara, Brabesh? It's a difficult one, this one. Babana, and it's so sensitive. But I will remain anonymous.
Of course.
If it's me, bruh, now I will end the relationship. I cannot sacrifice to such an extent. Immediately, once I realize, okay, it has happened like that, I will end the relationship. Then if it's a job, of course, I will not quit the job. I will continue with the job. But on the other side, I will be trying something else. So that I should get out of that job. Because immediately when I'm still in that job, it will always remind me of such things. Sorry, how did I get here? So as for me, I will end the relationship. And most ideally, I will also be looking for something else. As serious, I can't.
My brother, you're in that position because that's something else you could never find. It's easy now that you found something that you say, I'll look for something else. But it's been years and you couldn't find anything. So, hey, it's tough. I repeat, that's the word of the day. Tough. Another message here. Yo, King, why you like causing trouble this early? But, bro, principals don't pay bills. As tough as that is, you'll have to focus on the positive, bro. She did it out of love. She was concerned about me. It will take a while, but I'll just accept what happened and be grateful that she sacrificed herself, if that's what happened, lol. And the new source of income will heal me. Yes, Wenataki. Yes, boy. You see, now you're focused. You're a focused gent. Look, man, I'm almost out of time. But let me play one before we head back into the music. We'll come back and play some more.
Hey, Your Highness King Bash and the team. It's David Nyetanin. So given that it's 2025 and that my partner trusts me enough to tell me this, I think the only real response, given that it's 2025, is thank you, baby. Thank you so much. Thank you for having my back. I would totally do the same for you in a heartbeat. I guess the only thing I can really say is next time we're going to do these sorts of favors for each other, it would be cool if we could get on the same page first. But otherwise, wow, great looking out. Thank you. The family as a whole will definitely benefit from the choices you made.
I like that. All right. Keep your messages. Keep them coming through, man. Let's try our level best just to keep them short so that I can go through as many as possible, right?
Wafo. Tawako. Kimbesh. Sure. Kimbesh. Wafo. Tawako. Reverse ako. Ko. Follow a conversation here. Because the reality of it, braga kore, sepedisere. Seo sa tsebeng se ka so go shebe tlhoko si sho se baba mongwae because of in reality it is happening in reality
it has been happening. In reality, it will happen. However, I personally think for a prior discussion would really prepare me for the aftermath. To say, bona man, Uncle Malome, ke a bona re lotsa go dieme jwang mara ba le ba go pela gore re ye ka mo re ga morogo dilo tsa rena di tla emele, so that the decision that we take re e tsara le the both of us one tsara ka gore ge ka no tswelela dukuduku ke dutse gana mo nna ke ipetha sekhuba ke raya dilo tsaka di a rana di nametse sporo di nametse ranex wa tswelela information ya mohutao a ke a go botsa. It has broke me into million pieces as a man. So conclusion is, let's have a prior conversation to whatever happens before it happens. So that we decide early too.
Hey, Uncle Malume, I wonder if still having that prior conversation would give you that opportunity or when as a man I feel like you're automatically just going to say wa-ra-fa, you know. I don't know, maybe that's just me. I don't know, because the pride yamuna, it's something else. Another message here reads, hashtag Capricorn Adventure. For me, I'd feel trapped not to mess up because they would constantly remind me of what they did for me. Eventually, it would be like that. And forgiving them, I think it would be a must. So I'd prefer for them not to do such a gesture if it is. Anonza, out in Toyando. Dango?
Hola, hola, King Bash.
Oh, yeah?
Aye, that one is a tough decision. It's a tough decision to take in and to make. But then, you know, when you come from a point of poverty, I think most men will be able to forgive. But it will be something that's really hard to forget. But then for me personally, it's a challenge. Eh? You know, it feels like violation. I violated something here. But I, from a point of poverty, you would understand.
You know, the men that come in, Goro, you can hear their heavy hearts. You can hear where they are in, you know, marriages and relationships. Goro, the minute they get home, but Lord, baby, nagya or rapela, never ever. Do not even think about this thing, baby.
Hola, my king. Can you hear? I prior than now, kito kwata, but not come call because Msadu otlewe. But it didn't take a call for me. It's what I said because of her. So, I was given one of the bullet for me. So, it was what I said, but it was fit and then it was a bit. When I was said, it was strong. Thank you. The new year.
Hola, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Look, I'm out of time. Thank you so much for, you know, sending through your voice notes, your messages. I really do appreciate it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.